Hello and welcome to Charity Chat, the ACNC's podcast. In this episode, we're going to discuss the idea of board remuneration. We'll have a look at some of the issues that charities should consider when deciding to pay or to not pay their board members. My name is Matt Crichton and I'm from the education team here at the ACNC. And joining me to discuss this issue today is the Assistant Commissioner of the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, Murray Baird. Welcome back, Murray.
Thanks very much, Matt. Good to be with you.
Board remuneration is a hot topic in some charity circles at the moment. Can you just give us a brief overview of what we mean by this term? Some people may not be familiar with it.
Well, in most charities, board members are not paid. They're volunteers. But that's not to say they cannot be paid. And I think when we're talking about board remuneration, we're going beyond sometimes the familiar ideas of reimbursing board members for reasonable expenses as part of their role, their travel costs to and from a board meeting, for example. And we're saying, should they be paid a director's fee or a sitting fee for board meetings?
Right. And when we say board member, there may be some other terms that other organisations use. We're using this in a general sense, right? What would be some of the other names of equivalent people in other organisations?
In associations, we often refer to them as members of the committee or the board of management. Sometimes we call them trustees, but anyone who is effectively on the governing body of a charity.
So the people making the decisions that steer the charity in any particular direction.
Exactly. I see the role of the board as to steer the charity and to steward its resources.
And does the ACNC allow payments to board members?
The ACNC puts the onus on a board itself or the members' meeting of an organisation to determine the best way to achieve their mission. And if in the circumstances of that charity, the best way to achieve the mission is to remunerate the board fairly, then that's okay with the ACNC.
So presumably different charities with vastly different activities and purposes may view something like board remuneration with different levels of priority. It may be really important for one, but not so for another.
Yeah, the key will be whether this contributes to the strength, the accountability, the sustainability of the charity. And the board is best placed to make that decision and to be transparent about it.
But what are some of the issues that charities should consider when grappling with this idea? Should they or should they not pay their board members?
I think one of the considerations is what would be the reasonable expectations of their stakeholders, and perhaps particularly their donors.
Right.
Now, the board should be able to say to their donors, sure, we have decided to pay remuneration to our directors, and the reasons that we're doing this are as follows. This is a complex organisation. It's a substantial organisation. The responsibilities are high. The time commitment is high. And it is either fair that we should remunerate our directors, or we're having real difficulty in finding directors of the right quality without giving them some reasonable remuneration. So that would be my first point. Is it okay with the stakeholders? Because they're the ones who are going to fund this organisation and you need to satisfy them that there's a reasonable arrangement. I think it's arguable to say that in some circumstances you enhance the sense of accountability and responsibility of a director when you move from volunteer to remunerated
right.
board member.
Yep.
Now, that's not to say there are some great volunteers and they're really putting in the effort and are highly accountable. But there is something about remuneration that really sharpens the accountability. You can't skip meetings as easily. You can't say, look, I didn't get to that. It wasn't my priority. If you're being paid, it really does raise the tone of accountability. I think you will have access to a broader pool of board members. Sometimes not remunerating board members means that you disqualify a really good coterie of potential board members. They have a day job. They have other things to do.
Yeah.
And if you say this is only for volunteers, it may confine you to retired people or people of independent means.
Yep.
And what you're really trying to get at is a diversity, and being able to remunerate fairly helps you in that regard. Look, I think sometimes it depends on your audience.
Yep.
there will be not-for-profit boards where remuneration is the norm. And you might think of substantial hospitals or tertiary institutions.
Really large, complex organisations. Really,
exactly. And then there'll be other organisations where people might look askance and say, look, this isn't a very complex organisation. It's a community grassroots organisation. Remuneration in these circumstances doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I think you do need to look at your context.
But again, that decision to say that board remuneration doesn't make sense would still be one for the board itself. It's not one for the ACNC to step in and make on behalf of a charity, is it?
No, we will say if the board is acting responsibly, that we will respect the decision of the board. Now, we would not want that to be such a closed decision that only the board had a say in it, where there is accountability to members as well.
Yep.
So I think if it's planned to remunerate your board, it would be appropriate to go to the members and say, we believe that this is appropriate. Could we consider this as a whole organisation?
And that's an important word, appropriate. That would presumably cover the types of payments too that a charity decides to pay its board. Must be appropriate, reasonable, within the means of the charity.
Well, within the means of the charity, and I think within the boundaries of what's fair for the role of that board member. We would be concerned if the board remuneration was so high as it was sapping out the whole of the resources of the charity.
Right, yes.
Or so high as you'd say, that's more than reasonable remuneration. Something else is going on here.
Right.
There's some profit taking going on. So the levels themselves, when benchmarked against other charities in the same pool, may indicate that this is going further than reasonable remuneration.
And what are some of the common reasons that are cited for not paying a board for their duties?
Well, we think of the charity sector as about altruism,
mm-hmm.
and we think of it as about volunteering. Now, that is not always the case. There's a lot of altruism that goes on, and that has to be the ultimate intention of the charity. But sometimes that can be best fulfilled by remuneration. So we have to work out whether we put volunteering as our highest calling, or whether the purpose is better achieved in other ways. So I think some of the things you would look at is our particular structure appropriate for remuneration? For example, there may be some structures such as associations or certain sorts of corporations where you do have to be careful about remuneration and private benefit. There will be some fundraising laws in various states that will say whether you can appropriately pay your board. You will want to look at your own rules to see if they prohibit payment of board members. And you'll want to look at the expectations of your donors. They're the sort of things that you'll be taking into account when you make a decision to remunerate.
So one of the underlying themes through all of this seems to be accountability and transparency then,
yeah.
That it is allowed, and the ACNC expects that any charity that does make such payments is accountable and also transparent about the way in which the payments are made.
Yes, I think a charity should have a clear policy that outlines the manner in which remuneration is determined and the process for its approval. And steps for addressing concerns or disputes regarding board remuneration. If there is a policy, and if the policy is known to members and stakeholders, you're far less likely to have concerns about remuneration from outside the organisation.
So if a charity can get on the front foot and make the case for the remuneration, it's likely to not step on any toes in their supporter group.
Yeah, well, it would certainly flush out concerns. And if the supporter group were saying, no, we don't think that remuneration is appropriate here, we think that we should continue on the principle of volunteering, well, that's a clear signal to a board as to how they should proceed.
Well, there is lots to think about within this topic, and for people in charities thinking about whether or not to pay their board, there are a number of considerations that they really need to take seriously before they come to a final decision.
Yes, Matt, and can I commend the excellent publication of your group at the ACNC, Remunerating Charity Board Members, which is available on the website.
It is, and it's at acnc.gov.au/ board remuneration as one word. So if you wanted to check out some advice in written form, please do so. You can get it from the website, download it for free and have a read through that. Thanks again for your time today, Murray. Really appreciate you taking the time to enlighten us on all these important matters for charities.
Thanks, Matt. Great pleasure.
Check out other episodes of Charity Chat and other free resources, including guides, fact sheets, and webinars on our website at acnc.gov.au. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you happen to access it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.